Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Virginia court protects talk therapy in a big free speech win. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, as we have been fighting on behalf of these Christian counselors that just want to help these children, they just want to help them get to their goal. When they're struggling with these same-sex attractions and behaviors that's conflicting with their religious beliefs, and we have been fighting in various states, got a great victory at the 11th Circuit. Now, here's another victory that we can celebrate. The Virginia Circuit Court has effectively struck down the state's ban on talk therapy for gender-confused minors, citing it as a violation of the state's constitution and religious liberty laws.
Yeah, so there was a legal challenge by two licensed Christian counselors and state officials, and now they have agreed to a consent decree where the court ordered the Virginia Department of Health Professions to not enforce the law against Christian therapists helping others deal with unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. The Virginia State Legislature, that was controlled by Democrats, passed HB 386 in 2020, and that banned talk therapy, defining it as, quote, any practice or treatment that seeks to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity, close quote. Under the law, helping children align their identities and desires to their biological sex was regarded as unprofessional conduct whereby licensed professionals could be disciplined. So according to the decree, only the portion of the law banning talk therapy within the standards of care will no longer be enforced. The law will still ban other controversial practices outside of the scope of talk therapy, such as electric shock. Well, you know, the fact is,
electric shock.
Electric shock.
I can't believe they even still bring that up.
You know, the crazy thing is that electric shock is not used.
No.
Counselors don't use that. In this area, let's talk about this particular area. Counselors don't use electric shocks. They don't shoot people with rubber bands. They don't do water torture therapy on them.
They don't beat you on the head with a Bible.
They don't
electrocute or anything.
You.
Yeah.
These are some of the parade of horribles that the LGBTQ crowd try to conjure up when they're trying to pass these laws. Oh, well, there's got to be something strange going on in these counseling rooms, like putting electrodes to their head or shocking them or doing waterboarding or, you know, pulling out their fingernails or doing something awful to them.
Ugh.
There's got to be, well, no, you know what happens in a counseling room in this particular area? You have a counselor, you have a client, they sit down in a chair in the room, and you know what? They talk to each other.
They talk.
They have a conversation. The counselor tries to talk to the client. The client shares with the counselor. The more comfortable the client gets with the counselor over time, the more that the client will share about some of the things that are bothering them. But they come to the counselor for a reason. They've got something that's bothering them. They've got some kind of stressor mm-hmm. in their life. They've got an issue that they're dealing with. It could be chemical imbalance. Could be they are, you know, having chemical issues with some of their imbalance of their body. Could be they're just depressed. Could be they have anxiety. Could be all kinds of things that they're going through. Could be relationships. In this case, the clients are minors. And so the minors by this time will have spoken to the parents about certain kinds of conflicts that the minor is experiencing. Say, for example, a boy. There's a boy and he talks to his mom or dad and says, you know, I'm having these unwanted attractions. I'm kind of tempted to engage in certain unwanted same-sex behavior. I don't want to do that. I'm getting confused. Am I a boy? Am I a girl? What am I? You know, at school, I'm being taught one thing, and at home, I'm being taught another, and I'm confused. So they have this confusion. Then they go out and seek out a counselor. The counselor listens. Sometimes what they find out is maybe that boy was sexually abused. Maybe that boy was hurt in some way. What they usually find out is that there's some trauma. Maybe that person is experiencing other kinds of stressors. Maybe they are experiencing some level of autism. But what happens is, if that boy wants to change and align his feelings, his conflicting feelings, with his Christian, Judeo-Christian values, with his biological sex, for example, and therefore change from those unwanted feelings or confusion, the counselor can't help him. Counselor Right. can't help that person. The boy can't get that kind of counsel. The only kind of counsel that the counselor can give is to push that kid down the road in a way he doesn't want to travel, to push that kid to say, well, you know what? I know what your problem is. You were just born in the wrong body. Let's go ahead and pick a new name for you. We will give you puberty blockers. Then we'll give you opposite sex hormones. And then later on, we'll go through surgery or vice versa for a girl.
Well, you know, the two plaintiffs in this case are counselors, and they were providing counseling from a Christian worldview for adults and minors. So before the law, they were providing counseling to minors on a variety of issues, but they had to stop seeing minors after this law was enacted. And so they sued the state, and in the decree, the chief judge cited the Virginia Supreme Court in that the constitutional guarantees of religious freedom have no deeper roots than in Virginia, where they originated. He noted that speech uttered by professionals is protected and that viewpoint discrimination based on content is an egregious form of discrimination.
Now, that's a good decision.
Boom.
And that's very similar to our case in Otto, where mm-hmm. we won at the Court of Appeals, where we argued that what was happening in these counseling bans is that they're banning one viewpoint and the viewpoint of change. And it's actually right there in the statute where it says, in this Virginia case, the law that was passed by the Democrats said any practice or treatment that seeks to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity, that's banned. So if you have someone that actually is male and they are having identity issues, but they want to be comfortable in their maleness and they want to overcome those unwanted feelings or confusion, to change those unwanted feelings or confusion to align with their biology, you can't do it. But if you ultimately will continue to push them down that road of that fictitious idea that, oh, all will be well, you can just become whoever you want to, and the person says, no, I don't want to do that, it's okay. In other words, this law has a one-way, it's a one-way street.
Right.
And the one-way street leads to this LGBTQ agenda at the end of the street.
Well, you know, we can be very encouraged that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case, which is Childs versus Salazar, and it's challenging Colorado's counseling ban, which is doing exactly what you're talking about, banning this talk therapy. And so, in fact, with Liberty Counsel, we filed amicus brief in the case, and we argue that Colorado's law relies heavily on ideology instead of sound science, and that it should not stand because the First Amendment does not allow any state to dictate which counseling viewpoints may be discussed between a counselor and the client. So if you go into a counselor, you know, it's okay to if you have a marriage issue to talk about marriage, but you can't, if you're struggling with same-sex attractions, you're banned from talking about that.
Yeah, you're banned on helping somebody to change their unwanted feelings, even though that's what they want, to change their unwanted feelings.
So we need to really pray and look for this case from the Supreme Court.
We began this kind of litigation back in 2012. We've led the nation in the first case in the country, Pickup versus Newsom and California, and then New Jersey case, King versus Christie. Those cases went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court did not review those cases at the time. Then in 2015, we represented a crisis pregnancy centers in California in NIFLA versus Newsom. And in that case, the Supreme Court struck down a law that regulated these licensed crisis pregnancy centers. And they cited Pickup and King and abrogated them, saying that we've never had a different standard for licensed professionals that have less First Amendment protection. As a result of those significant developments, then we won in Florida at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in the case of Otto versus the City of Boca Raton in Palm Beach County, and also Vazo versus City of Tampa, the first wins in the country. This set up this case now before the Supreme Court. We filed an amicus brief in the Childs case asking the High Court to take the case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.